Hey guys.
Hi.
It's your host, Sherelle, aka Relly, aka I have to call myself this today, goddess. Such a goddess. I could not wait to actually do an episode today because I felt so inspired today. I had such a day, you guys. You ever had a day when you just, all of your other days were so crappy and then you just get this one good day? Today was a good day for me mentally. Such a good day. Amongst other things that happened to me today, I had a great day today. First of all, this episode is going to be called Anger. And I know it's funny because I just said I had a good day, but it's just like more of a reflection of the word because I asked somebody to give me a word today. And shout out to the person that's listening to this because they know who they are. So shout out to you. I got a word today and I asked this person to give me one word. One word, because they're a fan of my podcast. And all I said was give me one word. They gave me the word, and the word was anger. So I, you know, put it in the back of my mind. I wasn't going to work on my podcast today. And I continue on with my day. And it just so happens that everything after that, it inspired me to do this episode. Now, first of all, I always Google a word. Because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm making shit up or that I'm so smart that I come up with these things all by myself. I mean, honestly, I really do because most of my episodes now is just, you know, straight off the dome because I'm that dope. And fuck you if you think I'm not because I really am. And I love you if you really think that I am dope because I know you're dope too. And there's just some things that people are really good at. And for me, I'm very good with words and I'm very good at capturing your attention with my sexy voice. So the word anger, the definition of it, is a strong feeling of annoyance or displeasure or hostility. And that is the only thing I wrote in my journal, right? And I so happened to be watching Nicki Minaj, you know, her interview with Ebro. And she had said something in there, and you guys go see it yourself. It's really good. And I like her simply because of her skill. I like her simply because of her mindset. And the one thing that I gravitate towards her is being the bad guy. Okay? I so happen to always be, quote unquote, the bad guy because I am outspoken and I tell the truth. And I do feel like sometimes people who are like that are more so prophets. And if you don't know what the hell a prophet is, you should Google it. but more so, there are always people that tell the truth. And because of the belief system of a lot of people, and they are always one-sided in thinking, they will look at you like you're the bad person, right? So I watched that, and that was really interesting to me. And then I so happened later on to watch a sermon, and that inspired me as well, too. In my mind, I feel like anger comes from uncertainty and expectations. At least that's for me. Uncertainty and expectations. And again, I did not Google this. This is me just speaking off the dome of what makes me angry. And the two words that popped up in my mind was uncertainty and expectations, right? When you don't know what's going to happen, you can get angry because you're just trying to figure it out. And no matter what plans that may come your way, it can seem like you're not sure if it's going to work out. 9 times out of 10, when I try to facilitate a plan or strategy, 9 times out of 10, it works, right? And usually anybody who's ever been with me or friend or any relationships that I've been in, 9 times out of 10, I'm right. And it's not even because I want to be right. I have no problem saying that I'm wrong. It's just usually people go a different way. And there are smart women, very smart women, right? Including shout out to my best friend and shout out to my my sister, shout out to my mom, shout out to women that I've met, and my mentors and people like that, or even people that I've, you know, listened to YouTube or podcasts or anything like that. There are very smart people that will have a specific strategy and not necessarily a plan. So for me, when I don't have a plan or something like really bad happened to me and I didn't know it was going to happen, it makes me angry. So being that now I'm going through a very, 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 very hard time at this specific moment, at this exact time in my life, I'm very angry. I'm very angry that the expectations of life just so happened to be life in, honey. You know, everybody be saying right now, life be life in. Yes. It's the expectation for me to the expectation I had was expecting love to be blanketed, meaning like a shield over me, like protection and having my back and partnership. And not belittling. And because I did not really get that all the way, not all the way, because I'm not saying that there was never like great times ever in my life with people, jobs, relationships, and it's very hard when you're not understanding that someone's anger can either stem from their own hard place, right? Because it can stem from a long time ago when you're a child that you so happen to build up this anger in your heart and not realizing that you are projecting it onto other people. I would say for a lot of Black men, their anger of quote unquote thinking that they can't find a good woman stems from picking the wrong women. So they go and they sleep around with women until they find that good pocket of love, and then you wind up being with the wrong person, and then by the time you get a really, really, really great woman, you're like, your anger is like so high you don't even fucking know who you are anymore, because you're projecting all of the lack of love that your mother or, you know, your dad or whatever the case might be, you're projecting onto the next person. So that can stem from a place of anger. When it comes to friendships, your anger can stem from like being, you know, burned numerous of times by different, you know, friendships that you've had. But in a sense of anger, it's almost like, when do you let it go? I think that's the thing that is uncertain to me. And that's another thing that gets me angry. Like, when do I let go of the anger? Or it's like, it's not fair kind of thing, right? So, one of the things, it might be silly, that angers me, right? And this is very silly, but it's just more like play, is that there is a poet, her name is Emily Dickinson. She's a American poet. And it angers me that by the time she passed away, her work seemed more important. And it's so weird how we don't see how we should appreciate people when they are there being honest with us, when they are there trying to love us, when they are there saying like, hey, you know, like, you're being an asshole and you need to accept that people who really do love you will always tell you the truth. For the men who can't deal with criticism from their partners or their girlfriends or their wives, you are in a place of anger where you can't accept it. And for me, now that I'm realizing it, and me starting over my life from scratch again with a suitcase and a bag, I am angry, but I always progress under pressure. I thrive under fucking heartbreak. I thrive under like writing a new fucking book during heartbreak. And it's so weird because I remember a long time ago, I think my husband had asked me, he said, when are you going to write another book? And I said, I don't even know, because I feel like I've only wrote really good books when my heart was broken. And it's so weird because now that my heart is getting broken, now I am like in such a place where I can write, and that feels so wrong. That's what makes me angry, is because I want love or like relationships and work and all the other stuff to feel like a place where it doesn't put me in anger, to actually write a book where it doesn't come off angry or come off like I got my heart broken. Because in those places of my life, when I was a child or a teenager, it came from a place of anger. And I want you guys to realize, I want you guys to write things down. Like, get a fucking journal. I'm not even lying. Get yourself a fucking journal. If you are in this car, if you are in a car and you're listening to my voice and you are a teenager or you're with your parents, whatever the case might be, when I fucking tell you, writing shit down helps so much. It is very fucking powerful. I got down on my knees a few days ago, and I've been doing this quite frequently, getting down on my knees to ask for the things I want and to pray about them and give thanks and the gratitude. I literally have been doing that, and something crazy happened to me today. So I'm such a poet, and I know it's very rare that people even sit there and listen at all, but I want to say that sometimes you have to use your gift. So if you got the gift gab and you feel like it's going to, you know, help someone, and people are telling you, oh, you talk too fucking much, you know what? Fuck you. I have a voice and you don't, and you don't know how to use it. So I'm going to use my voice. I just feel like anger for me has to change into a position of power within myself. Anger for me has to change into a position of power. I just came up with that shit. I'm fucking genius. Anger for me has to change into a position of power for myself. Because every single person that has known me will tell you that I have been a phenomenal partner or even a great friend. And for those people who I've ever cursed out as a friend, you probably was doing some stupid ass shit. Period. I'm not even gonna mad at it. There's a lot of people that I fucking cut off, and there's people I've ever, you know, I've always reached out to, and they'll be kind of shady a little bit back with the text messages, you know, a little cold or the little double tap, and you'd be like, what? I was trying to reach out to you to say hi. No, and goddamn well, they either did you wrong. So during my times of anger, I have came out of my character for people who did not have character enough to know who I was. Did you hear what I said? I have came out of character for people who, or I would say lost their character, who didn't even know who I was. Because if they knew who I was, then they would have known not to say certain things to me. And not even because in a sense I'm going to, you know, like beat people up or anything like that, or do something like malicious to you. It's just like, I am literally a sweet person, and I get taken advantage of a lot. I have been taken advantage of a lot. I have been lied to a lot. I have been lied on a lot. And needless to say, in your own mind, years to come, you know, years later, this will all come to fruition. My discernment, like I always say, is very strong. But one of the things that's even stronger is my words and poetry. So I came up with this really cool idea for those of you who are listening, because I try to make my my episodes really short. But sometimes they're so fucking good, or my voice is so good, that you have to sit and you have to listen. So I wrote this poem as I was listening to a sermon, and I also wrote it just because I was feeling like, I was feeling such a vibe around me and just zoned in and like studying stuff like that. So for anybody who is dealing with anger problems, child, just know that there will be a moment in your life when you have to use it for power. And whether that means you getting, you know, what you deserve in life, or whether that means you being accountable in life. And anger also stems from anger can come from a hard place, from the places that you were not loved in a long time ago. Honestly, I feel like that's why I'm looked at the bad guy now, because, you know, when you're in a relationship and you are the person who, you know, skyrocketed that person, you know, fully upgrade, and then you looked at the bad guy like you know what I'm saying? That shit, it's not fair to people like that. And I usually say when God's child always wins, always. Everyone is God's child, but it's always a way, like, God don't bless no mess, honey. And I say that to say, like, meaning a mess, meaning, like, when you are maliciously being mean and rude to people and, like, not really having good intentions on things. So I'm going to say this poem for you guys. This is very rare that I actually do any sort of poem ever on my podcast. So if you know the kid, you know what I'm saying? You know that I'm very shy about certain things. So there's no title for this. But I will say, I am angry. And why should I be when God made me? It's the uncertainty that keeps me guessing. Because every person I meet teaches me a lesson. I guess I'm chosen. Because all of what feels bad feels like loose ends. Maybe I'll be like Emily and be remembered when I'm long gone. So what went wrong? My anger came from expecting. It's my endurance and my affliction. Because saving lost souls somehow became my addiction. I held my peace even when people that don't know me try and get to know me. You've shown me a place that I try not to go to, but it's hard because I'm angry. You've shown me a place that I try not to go to, but it's hard because I'm angry. So go ahead and stone me for the delay of your promise. And if I'm honest, I'm just going to say thank you. I love that little line I just said, by the way. That was the end, by the way. Clap, 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 clap for me. I wish I had a machine that had these little sounds and stuff like that. But one of my favorite lines in there for me is, I held my peace even when people that don't know me. You've shown me a place that I try not to go to, but it's hard because I'm angry. So for anybody today, if you say the word to yourself, angry, and you figure out what has made you angry in the past, maybe you'll realize that the person that you need to apologize to is in your present. And maybe the friends that you keep, you will realize that that's what keeps you angry, because they say stupid shit to you. And it's not even in your journey to be with them. It's not in your journey to be around people who don't want the best for you. It's not in your journey to be around parents who do stupid shit. It's not in your journey to hang around those who bring you down when meanwhile your love is lost. And you can't be found. Did I just rhyme that? That was dope. I'm going to end this episode, but I just wanted to let you guys know how awesome that you really are. Every single listener who's listening, you're awesome. And I'm awesome. And I have to remember that. I have to say it to myself. And God will train you in the hardest places of your life. And I feel like I'm being trained right now. And because he knows how strong I am with the endurance that I have, is why he put me exactly in this exact moment with the pain I feel, with the betrayal I feel, with everything that I do feel, because I'm strong enough to get up again. But not only that, the abundance of what he will give me is 10 times over, right? And I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to wait on the things. I'm going to wait for love. I'm going to wait for all those things that should come to me in time and not feel so angry. So I thank you for listening. I love you guys so much for listening and for tuning in these little 20 minutes. I appreciate you. And whoever does listen, you can always, you know, text me a word or call me or anything like that. Give me a word and I will gladly do a podcast on it. I so appreciate you guys. Make sure you're listening, because Serendipity Podcast always got your back. Love you. Bye.